From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tens of thousands of pro-government supporters rallied Wednesday across Iran following several days of sometimes violent anti-government protests. Hundreds have been arrested, more than 20 killed since Thursday. Tuesday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei accused the country's enemies of fomenting the unrest. He did not identify who they were, but U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley insisted the protests are spontaneous.
They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long-oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
Speaking to VOA Tuesday, White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he understands the Iranian people's frustration.
This is a dictatorial regime that is oppressing its own people, that is using the resources that this great nation with this rich culture and rich history needs to foment hatred and violence across the greater Middle East. They are a driving force behind this fitna, behind this sectarian civil war that has caused so much pain and suffering and death in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen.
Iran's foreign minister dismissed the criticism, insisting Iranians have a right to protest peacefully, and outside infiltrators will not be allowed to sabotage them through violence and destruction. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in Democratic Republic of Congo has condemned Sunday's crackdown on anti-government protesters, in which at least 8 were killed. Cardinal Laurent Masegwo Pasinya denounced the actions of security forces, saying they amount to barbarism. The protesters called on President Joseph Kabila, in power since 2001, to step down. He's remained in power despite a mandate that expired in December 2016. This is VOA News. Pakistan has expressed disappointment with President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet critical of Islamabad for providing safe haven for terrorists operating in Afghanistan. The president said the U.S. received nothing in return but lies and deceit for billions in aid. Both Pakistani civil and military leaders described that as completely incomprehensible. Pakistan defense analyst Talab Masood said the tweet showed little sympathy for the sufferings of the Pakistani people in the fight against extremism.
The people of Pakistan, the governments of Pakistan, have been really seriously affected, and its consequences are felt every day by Pakistanis.
White House National Security Advisor McMaster was asked about Mr. Trump's tweet in a VOA interview.
This is not a blame game, as some would say. This is really our effort to communicate clearly to Pakistan that our relationship can no longer bear the weight of contradictions, and that we have to really begin now to work together to stabilize Afghanistan in a way that would be a huge benefit to Pakistan as well.
In Afghanistan, meanwhile, one U.S. service member was killed Monday, 4 wounded in what was described as a combat engagement in eastern Nangarhar province. Egypt has hanged 4 Islamic militants accused of killing 3 military cadets in 2015. Meanwhile, Egyptian authorities extended the country's state of emergency, first imposed after deadly bombings of Coptic Christian churches in April. Moldovan President Igor Dodon Tuesday criticized the country's constitutional court for suspending temporarily his powers in a dispute over ministerial appointments. He said the court was confirmed its image as an obedient political instrument. Mr. Dodon is at odds with the ruling coalition government, which seeks improved ties with the West. Last year was the safest on record for commercial aviation. According to 2 organizations, no major airlines experienced a plane crash anywhere in the world. Todd Curtis heads the website airsafe.com.
Last time there was a calendar year with not a single passenger killed, either through a jet airliner accident or a deliberate action like a hijacking or bombing, the last year that happened was 1959.
Every year since then, he said, there's been one jet event in which at least one passenger was killed. Even as global air travel increases, the Dutch aviation consultancy to 70, the chances of dying in a plane crash now has dropped to 1 in 16 million. In Peru, at least 36 were killed Tuesday when a bus collided with a truck and careened off a cliff north of Lima, falling some 80 meters. U.S. stocks started the new year off in positive territory Tuesday, with one index, the Nasdaq, closing above 7,000 points for the first time. That index driven by technology issues like Apple, Facebook, and Amazon. It surged nearly 40% in the past year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.